You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And my last guest today is City Manager Rory Watt. He's here for our daily update on COVID-19 as it relates to CBJ operations and daily life. Hi, Rory.
Hi, Shelley. How are you doing?
Oh, well, I'm hanging in there. You know, it's a nice day today. All that helps. How are you?
I'm good. We're still working on what to do about COVID-19. So, you know, the sun keeps coming up and you know, that's just the paradigm that we live in. And, you know, it's important to keep talking about it. You know, it's super hard on the community to figure out how to keep moving on and keep doing the right thing in the face of so much uncertainty and confusion.
Yeah, the new normal, as I keep hearing it called, being called.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. This is maybe the new abnormal, I'm hoping. I guess a couple things that I want to get out. Assembly, you'll be shocked. We've got an assembly meeting tonight.
I heard there's going to be another one.
To talk about COVID-19. And that's a good thing. So the assembly, you know, we're all hunkering down. And so anybody who's listening who's not hunkering down, I'll give you my little speech. Hunker down as much as possible. Stay home as much as possible. Wash your hands. Social distancing, all that. But while you're doing that, you can listen to our meeting tonight. We've got a couple interesting things. We'll have hospital staff talking about hospital capacity. The assembly's been interested in that. We'll have one of the public health nurses talking about contact tracing and case management and what all that means. There'll be an update from the Emergency Operations Center group on all the things that the city's doing. So the most visible things that people have seen us are the screening at the airport, the drive-through screening out by the fire training center, people getting tested out there, the homeless services, the volunteer button on the city webpage, all those things happening. So an update on that. And then the assembly is going to focus on a couple of economic measures. So they're going to contemplate a $3 million appropriation of funds that would be a loan program for small businesses. So that's generated a lot of interest. Obviously, businesses are experiencing severe drops in cash flow. So the assembly is trying to figure out, does it make sense to have a local loan program, and how does that work with the federal program, of which is just coming online, and can we help and get funds out sooner? There's that. And then there's also going to be a discussion at the assembly on providing funding for rental assistance. A lot of people have lost employment, huge spike in unemployment, and, you know, there's concern about people being able to make rent payments that will be bad for the renters and also bad for the landlords. So that's what we have queued up tonight.
Okay, and there's going to be another press conference as well from our governor, is that correct?
Oh, seems like daily. Yeah. I haven't checked that. I can check that. But, yeah, it seems like the governor is nearly daily having his live stream events and communicating and with the public. So we certainly watch those nearly every day ourselves. And, you know, usually about this time, yep, he's got one coming on at 5 o'clock he's scheduled. Every day about this. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, nothing. I was just going to add that Dr. Zink will probably be there as well to give her updates, and we'll get the numbers.
Undoubtedly. Dr. Zink has become, you know, definitely iconic Alaskan during these times. And she's doing a really nice job reminding us of all the things that we need to do. Mm-hmm. And right around now is typically when my phone rings and we find out whether there are any new cases in Juneau. We're still at 5. We find out daily. We've got dozens of tests that have been taken on people that are outstanding. So there's something that there are positive people in the community, and that all that hand washing and doorknob cleaning really can help limit that transmission one case at a time.
Yeah, I think we'll see all those measures pay off in the long run. I was curious as to how you are practicing social distancing when you are meeting together as an assembly.
Oh, we've got to resolve that. So we've spread ourselves out in the assembly chambers and we're trying to figure out how to better use technology. And it's a little lumpy, I have to admit it. I mean, it just is not easy to hold public meetings in the time of a pandemic. So we've got the, you know, we have to meet in public. We have to give the public the opportunity to comment. So the assembly meetings, we're using the Legislative Information Office system. So anybody who's testified at the legislature is familiar with that. So we're renting that system from them. And we're trying to figure out how we're going to get through our budget process. So the municipal charter requires that the manager introduce a budget by early April, and I'm doing that tomorrow night. And, you know, budgets are technical and detailed, and we need to talk about documents. And so we may be trying to figure out how to do that, have a Zoom assembly meeting where the assembly members can all look at the documents we're talking about and the public can tune in and watch. But suffice it to say, it's accelerating our need to embrace technology, and we're doing the best we can in the midst of all this other COVID-19 activity.
Yes, yes, I can relate. yeah, not everyone can work from home, and many things still need to be done in person or in the studio or in the assembly area. So thank you for giving us a rundown on that. And thanks for sharing the information, what you have today. And you said, again, that meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock?
Tonight at 6 o'clock. The governor's on at 5.
Great, great. And there's a whole lot of places where you can tune in to hear or watch that. Anything else you'd like to share today, Rory?
No, we're just going to remind you to wash your hands and be socially distant, and remember that taking care of yourself takes care of your community.
Thank you. Thank you again for the reminder, and it's good to hear your voice. I like these check-ins a lot. Thanks again for your time today, and we will hopefully talk again tomorrow.
That sounds great. Thank you, Shelley.
Bye, Rory.
Bye-bye.